listening to The V Word. I'm your host, Carol Olson, and The V Word is recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. Today's show is in honor of Amy Goodman and the right to journalist integrity and freedom of speech. I'm continuing on our theme of talking about violence against Native American and Alaska Native women as we talk about the historical impact of trauma on the Native American and Alaska Native communities. So today I'm going to talk about facts about Native American and Alaska Native women. In general studies of Native Americans, researchers have found evidence that this population has higher levels of alcohol abuse and dependence, suicide rates, and mental distress than the general population. 2009 study that examined the overlap of intimate partner violence and alcohol, drug, and mental disorders found significant unadjusted prevalence rates. Severe physical and sexual abuse for anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, mood, and any mental disorder. During the past 20 years, there have been growing recognition among healthcare professionals that domestic violence is a highly prevalent public health problem with devastating effects on individuals, families, and communities. The healthcare setting offers a critical opportunity for early identification and even primary prevention of abuse. In historical trauma, the abuse of Native American women and children can be traced to the introduction of unnatural life ways into Native culture. Scholars support this idea and suggest that violence against Native American and Alaska Native women directly relates to historical victimization. According to proponents of this idea, domination and oppression of Native peoples increased both economic deprivation and dependency through retracting tribal rights and sovereignty. Consequently, Native American and Alaska Natives today are believed to suffer from internalized oppression and the normalization of violence. In 1994, the Violence Against Women Act, part of the Federal Crime Control Bill, gave federal support to develop and strengthen law enforcement and prosecution strategies to combat violence against Native American women and children and develop and strengthen victim services, particularly involving violent crimes against women. These funds are now managed through the Office of Violence Against Women within the Office of Justice Programs, Department of Justice. When we look at emerging trends and interventions, extended safety and support is an important factor. In the work to end violence against Native American women, many Native nations are finding that shelter options alone do not provide the time or the stability for women to create a solid base for change in their lives. Longer-term housing and affordable permanent housing that goes beyond providing simply the physical structure needs to be implemented in order to create opportunities for battered women leaving abusive relationships to live in a community that extends safety, support, and a place to work toward reclaiming their connections. Domestic violence intervention in a healthcare setting is the other important factor. The healthcare setting offers a critical opportunity for early identification and even primary prevention of abuse. In Virginia, where can you go for help? You can call the statewide hotline at 1-800-838-8238. The statewide hotline also has chat and text. To get to the chat is to go to vadata.org. That's vadata.org/chat. Or you can text at 804-793-9999. The statewide hotline also answers the LGBTQ partner abuse and sexual assault helpline at 1-866-356-6998. You can access the same chat and text. You've been listening to The V Word, hosted by Carol Olson and recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio. And we're right in the middle of our fund drive. We hope that you will support locally produced shows like The V Word. Please go to WRIR.org and click on our donate button or call 622-9747. Thank you. See you next week.